Welcome to episode 57 of the Digital Marketing Tips Podcast, where we're talking about moving a website from HTTP to HTTPS. It'll make it more secure, and you might get a little boost in Google's rankings. SEO,
social media,
blogging,
email marketing,
all covered on the Digital Marketing Tips Podcast. Right, so hopefully what we're going to do with today's podcast is to kind of like walk through some of the most important points of moving a website from HTTP to HTTPS, making it secure, and also hopefully grabbing some extra rankings as well. And those are the main reasons for moving. There is an argument out there that says that if your website doesn't actually need to be secure, for example, there's no login system, there's no payments going on, there's no user interaction whatsoever with the website, then you don't need to secure it. You don't need HTTPS at the beginning. And there is a very valid argument about that. But, I mean, even little things, though, like the contact form, for example, of a website. Most websites have a contact form. If you're in HTTP, then the data within the form, when you click submit, it's sent over in plain text. And if somebody was into trying to intercept that, which is possible, then they could grab information about any leads which are being typed in and get people's email addresses, their addresses, whatever. So HTTPS, even with something as simple as a basic contact form on your website, will secure it. It'll encrypt the information from the browser through to the server, so that nobody can hopefully intercept it. And that's the whole idea. So if you type in a credit card number, if you type in an email address, if you type in any information whatsoever into your browser, when you click submit, it's encrypted during the transmission to the server, where it's then decrypted and put in a database or done whatever the website does with that information. So that's kind of like the main reason for moving, is to secure your website and to make it completely, totally secure. And Google's got a big thing about this at the moment. He wants every single website to be running off HTTPS, which, yeah, it's a good idea, I think, at the end of the day. But it's not essential. They are offering a tiny, weeny little bit of extra rankings boost. Now, I moved my website about a month, 6 weeks ago from HTTP to HTTPS. I didn't really notice any change in rankings. Everything stayed pretty much the same. There wasn't a dip, there wasn't a boost, there wasn't anything. So for me, it's not made a lot of difference, apart from the fact that it's made my website a lot more secure. So that's kind of like the main reason. It's a big job. Okay, let's take this straight away. It is a big job. And it can go horribly wrong. Okay, let's sound the klaxon. It can go wrong. Big time. If you don't know what you're doing, it really can. We'll talk about 301 redirects later on in the podcast. But I have known people move from HTTP to HTTPS, and it's not been done properly, and they've made a huge mess of their rankings, and they've lost a lot of traffic and in a lot of money as well. So this is a big job. You need help with it, okay? You need some web guys, some developers, some server guys who really know what they're doing. And you need to be able to test things as well. So if it's possible to be able to set up some sort of sandbox and some sort of testing area where you can test the whole system before it goes live, that's probably the best thing to do. What you'll need is some clever people who can mess around on the server and install a certificate. It's not as hard as you think. A lot of the control panels like Plesk and cPanel give you an option to be able to add an SSL certificate, the HTTPS certificate, to your server, and do it quite easily and quite quickly. But if you're not entirely sure about doing that, get your server guys, your web guys, to be able to install this. So that's basically all you'll need. You'll need an SSL certificate installed on your server that matches to your website. And they don't cost a lot of money. You can get them for like £15-20. You can even get them free from Let's Crypt. I think it's called, off the top of my head. I will leave a note to that website in the show notes to this podcast. Okay, so once we've got our SSL certificate, we've got it installed on the server, we know what we're going to do. We're moving from HTTP to HTTPS. We're going to test things. We're going to sandbox things before they go live. This is what we need to get ready. But there's also quite a few things that we must do to make sure the move is smooth. And I want to talk about those over the next few minutes in the podcast. Okay, so now that we know why we want to move from HTTP to HTTPS and we've got everything ready, a whole testing environment, we've got the certificate installed, we need to be able to do a few things, absolutely these things. Now, depending on the type of website you have, the process of moving to HTTPS will be different. For example, if you've got a pretty big website and it uses a content delivery network or a CDN, then you'll need to do a lot more. I'm not going to go into that much detail. What I want to try and go through is the main points that pretty much every single website will have to deal with. But this is something that you need to talk to your web guys about and server guys about. You need to work out a plan and put in place some sort of strategy before you actually do this. And all the points we're going to talk about now, you need to include in the strategy. So the first thing you want to do, which is probably the most obvious, is to change all internal links on the website to HTTPS. Everything. Okay, so if you're cross-linking within the content of your website from one page to another, you need to make sure that's HTTPS. Linking to things like images and icons, social media icons, also the favicon, the little icon that appears right in the browser tab at the top, that little tiny logo icon that you might have, that needs to be HTTPS as well. All your style sheets, the CSS style sheets, the JavaScript, anything within your website internally has to change from HTTP to HTTPS. If you don't do that, what happens is that in the browser, you get a little tab or a little pop-up appear which says insecure content. So it's really, really important to make sure that all internal links have HTTPS. But also look at things like the canonical tag. If you use a canonical tag within your website, make sure that's got HTTPS on it as well. If you use the hreflang, maybe, for example, you've got an English, a French, a German, Italian version of your website, then the hreflang, these little tags here, need to be pointed from HTTP to HTTPS. A tool that you can use to scan your website, scan the whole website and check these things out is called Screaming Frog. It's a really, really useful SEO tool. And it gives you lots of information. It's free to use up to 500 pages. So what it can do is scan 500 pages of your website for free and give you lots and lots of information about it, including how many HTTP links and how many HTTPS links there are within the site. So you'll be able to discover any HTTP links that you've actually missed and find them. So I'll leave a link to Screaming Frog in the show notes, but make sure you download it, run it, and get going with it, because it's a really useful tool. Another thing to look at is your sitemaps. This is one of the things that sometimes gets overlooked, because you kind of don't always think about your sitemap. Once your sitemap is set up, particularly if it's automated on a content management system, then your sitemap.xml file is kind of forgotten about. So make sure that all the links within your sitemap.xml file point to HTTPS. If you've got any links in your robots.txt file as well, make sure that's updated to HTTPS. Basically, look at everything internally within the website and move it to HTTPS. But we also want to look at a few external scripts and widgets and things like that. We all bung little widgets and things. Maybe, for example, on my website, I call some marketing software called Mautic, which is on another server. And that needs to be called as HTTPS. Any widgets that you use from other companies, other businesses, have to be called on HTTPS. If you use, for example, some Google code, or you use Bootstrap code, or you use JavaScript from other places, it could be, for example, to show a map, a Google map or something, and you're using some JavaScript directly from Google, make sure that that's HTTPS. Most of the time it's going to be, but what you want to do is to make sure that it definitely is. If not, you'll get that unsafe content box appear again in the browser, and that's a little bit unfriendly for the users. So look at your website as a whole, look at all the links, everything, every single thing internally within the website, all the code, all the style sheets, the JavaScript, everything that's called, images and logos and icons and everything, and make sure that it's all moved from HTTP to HTTPS. Now, if you're using a content management system, something like WordPress or Joomla or Drupal or something, there's plugins which will do this for you and convert stuff. There's also a lot of them, particularly with WordPress. If you just change the site name from HTTP to HTTPS, then that should look after the whole of your menu and your navigation system. But you do also need to check the internal content. So if you've linked from one page to another page within your content, make sure that that's on HTTPS. So we've dealt with internally what we have to do with links and images and logos and stuff. Next, I want to talk about the big thing, which is 301 redirects. The very first podcast I ever recorded years and years and years ago, must be 5 years ago now, was about 301 redirects. It's kind of a little bit boring. I listened to it the other day and it's a bit, here's a talk on 301 redirects. It's a bit boring, but it's good to listen to. I'll leave a note to this in the show notes, okay, so you can go and have a listen to it, because it does explain a lot more about 301 redirects. Now, a 301 basically tells Google and tells the search engines and tells the world and tells everybody that this old page here has moved permanently to this new page here, and it's a permanent redirect. So if anybody lands on the old page, they automatically get redirected to the new page. And for the search engines, it's telling them that it's a permanent move, that this is fixed. This is where it's gone. It's moved from this page to that page. And we need to do this because basically, HTTP and HTTPS are two different websites. I remember many, 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 many years ago, I mean, we're talking like 90s here, probably early 2000s, where the whole shopping side of a shopping cart would be on HTTPS, but none of the content, none of the products, or the, say that the shopping basket itself would be on HTTPS. It'd just be on HTTP. So you'd be browsing products on HTTP, and the only time you would ever hit HTTPS was when you actually went to pay for something or buy something or enter some information. So it was kind of like almost having two completely separate websites running on HTTP, HTTPS, showing my age a little bit here. So 301 redirects are really important. What we can do is we can say that we've got all the listings at the moment in Google are HTTP, so we're going to permanently move all of these over to HTTPS. Simple as that. Now, it used to be really hard to do this many, many years ago, but it's a lot easier now with tools like Plesk and cPanel, these control panels, and looking at some plugins as well for content management systems, you can make it a lot easier. So you just basically tick a box and save, and it will make sure that on the server side, when somebody comes to a HTTP page, they will automatically end up on a HTTPS page through this 301 redirect. Now, the big thing, when we need to sound the klaxon again, I think, is if you don't do it, you can lose your rankings. You really can. I've seen it happen. So it could almost mean, I mean, Google's pretty clever, and it might work it out. But I have seen people lose a massive chunk of their traffic because they've almost said, well, we've switched off our website and we've got a new one. And you've got to start that whole process again. You also lose all your social media traffic. If you've got 5 years or 10 years of Twitter posts and Facebook posts and Instagram and Pinterest and LinkedIn stuff all out there with all those links pointing to HTTP, the last thing you want is somebody finding an old tweet, clicking on it, and it goes to a 404 not found. So the 301 redirect will look after that. So if somebody kind of like finds a Facebook post from 5 years ago and clicks on the link, it'll automatically go straight through to the HTTPS page and you won't get any far not found. So you'll be able to keep your traffic levels there. Once you've done all the 301 redirects and all this has been set up, the next thing to do really is to set up a new Google Search Console site for the HTTPS. If you head into Google Search Console, again, I'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well. then what you can do is set up a separate section for your HTTPS site. Get it all be verified and everything, to go through the same process, put a little bit of code in your website or do whatever you do to verify your website. And get it set up. And then you can start monitoring the change. What you'll notice that is in the HTTP version of the Google Search Console will start heading down, and it will start over the period of a week or two. Well, for me particularly, it was a slow crawl down, very slow crawl down, probably over 2 to 3 weeks, I would have thought. And even now, 6 to 8 weeks, I'm seeing maybe one or two hits on the HTTP side of things through Google Search Console. So not all the pages within Google's listings have completely changed yet, but they're pretty much there, to be honest with you. It's like one hit a day from Google Search to HTTP, so it's pretty much done. So once you've got your new Google Search Console set up, it'll read nothing and it'll terrify you. And then when you start seeing the other one, the HTTP version on Google Search Console, heading down, it'll terrify you. It did with me. It's, oh, something's happened. I've lost all my traffic. But you haven't, honestly. Fingers crossed you haven't. It'll all sort of like work its way up. Give it a week or so to actually get all that data in and start transferring it over and start mooching it over. You'll need to keep your HTTP version if you want to keep all your historical data as well. So might be an idea just to download everything as a spreadsheet. So make sure you do that. Set up a new link, a new site in Google Search Console. You also want to change your links in Google Analytics as well, and any other web services that you use. Use Google Analytics for checking stats. You might use HubSpot. You might use a CRM system for generating leads. You might, myself, I use Mautic for all my forms and for monitoring and tracking users on the website and things. So you need to make sure that all that gets changed. So the links that refer to your website are HTTPS instead of HTTP. So have a good think about every single external tool you use. It might be Sumo Me for opening a box. That needs to go from HTTP to HTTPS. Okay. Google Analytics, it'll refer to you as HTTP. Move it to HTTPS. So update all the websites, all the services that you use. Go through them all. APIs as well, if you use any APIs to connect various different bits of your website to other bits of website, make sure everything works absolutely fine with that as well. And update as many external inbound links that you have control over. You don't control all your inbound links, because these are links on other people's websites that point to you. But you might have control over some of them, like social media links, the profiles within LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. Make sure that you change all those profile links and link them straight through. Even if you want to go through all your tweets or early Facebook posts and edit them for the last 7 days, last couple of weeks or something, depending on how many you've got there, and just update the links to HTTPS. That'll make life just a little bit easier as well. So anything that you have control over yourself, update it to HTTPS. Once you've done all this and you're happy with it, and you've scanned everything through the Screaming Frog software to find out that there's no HTTPs still lurking around in there, then you can put things live. Ooh, scary. And monitor things carefully over the next few weeks. Very carefully. I was like, it was like checking stats and things every minute. I was terrified. But you shouldn't be. It does work. I mean, this is probably the 15th or 20th I've moved. My website was kind of like put on the back burner for moving it. I've been doing this for people for years. And I still get worried. I still watch the stats really, really closely. But I've not had a disaster yet, which is really good. And you shouldn't have a disaster. Everything should move nicely. That being said, you might notice fluctuation. Okay, so you might notice that sometimes if you try and do a Google search or something and to see what they're showing on your website, sometimes you might notice the HTTP, other times you might notice the HTTPS. Not all Google search results come from the same place. They have many, many data centers, and it does take a little bit of time to move everything through and for everything to work out. Like I said before, 6 weeks after, I'm still getting like one. There's one or two listings in Google at the moment which are still on HTTP. But that'll probably sort itself out over the next few weeks, I would imagine. So don't worry about fluctuation over the period of a few weeks. Worry about fluctuation sort of like a month later. If everything's then something's gone wrong and you need to look at it, and you need to look at it pretty quickly and pretty carefully. But if you go through all these points, then everything should work fine. As I said right at the beginning, every website will be different, but every website will need to do what I've mentioned in this podcast. But there are other things that you might want to look at. If you've got specific software and specific applications that are connected to your website, you might need to change those. For example, you might have media on a separate media server, so that whenever all your images and all your product information and things like that might be on a separate media server. So you need to make sure that the media.yourdomain.com has a SSL certificate as well, and that's set up properly, so that all the images and all the pictures and all the content that you're displaying on your website comes from a HTTPS. So there's an awful lot to do. Again, if you use a content CDN, content delivery network, that's going to be something else to look at. So I would definitely recommend that you get somebody involved, web guys, web designers, server guys who have done this before and know exactly what they're doing, because it can go wrong. It doesn't usually go wrong, but it can go wrong. Screaming Frog is your friend. That'll be able to scan your website and find things out. And to be honest, just go for it. Move yourself from HTTPS, from HTTP to HTTPS, and grab yourself some extra rankings. I hope you found this interesting. I hope you found it useful. Pass the podcast on to your web guys for a quick listen if they want to scan through it and things and get it. There might be something that I've mentioned that they may not have thought of. You never know. It's not the end of the world if it goes wrong. We can fix things. You can get things. But you do have to monitor things carefully to make sure that it is all working. Because if it does go wrong, you don't want to leave it too long, okay, before fixing those problems. So that's it for this week's podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud as well. Lots of different places. Love you to subscribe. Love you to leave a review. And till next time, have fun moving your website.